Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Good.
So you tell me a little about yourself and your background here.
Myself?
Yeah.
Well, born and raised in Pontiac. I left and became a policeman in Ottawa for, I was out of the township for 20 years. After I was a policeman, I bought into a hotel company and operated several hotels in Ottawa Valley. After that, I bought a construction company and got involved in construction. I was involved in Pontiac here for the last, I'd say, 30, 40 years in politics. I was the deputy mayor of Portage. I was the president of the Tours Association. I was the president of the Fish and Game Club, Pontiac Fish and Game Club. I was on the council for the Champlain Waterways, who's responsible for taking the logs off the Ottawa River. We did that. Then I got involved in the Liberal Party and became the vice president of Pontiac and the regional president of the whole area from here to Montreal. I was on the board of directors of the Liberal Party of Quebec, one of 12 people. I became the mayor here in Thorne 17, I believe it was. I was also the deputy warden of the MRC. So I've been involved in politics here in Pontiac for years.
And how long have you been living in Thorne specifically?
In Thorne in particular, 30 years.
And what do you like most about Thorne in particular?
What I like about it? What I like about my place in particular is that we're open here, it's quiet, it's no big hassle, you know, no big traffic jams, although we are far enough away from everything, but we're close enough to, you know, Shawville, Fort Coulonge for shopping, Pembroke, Renfrew. I like the idea that it's nice and quiet and it's a good place to retire.
You mentioned there you have quite an extensive history in politics. So what prompted you to run again for mayor in this election?
Well, it boils down to simply this. Taxes versus services. We pay large taxes and we're not getting the services that we deserve from the taxes we're paying.
So what services in particular
would you like to see? Roads are not being kept properly or maintained well. You know, like that's the biggest thing in this community. We have roads. You know, it's a community of 174 square kilometers, our municipality. And the road system is, you know, it's adequate, but it's not. It should be improved far more than what it is. You know, you build the roads, people come, right?
So on top of roads, what do you think of the last 4 years of council and their accomplishments or their record, I guess you could say?
I would give them 1 to 10, about a 6.
Is there any other issues other than roads that you would comment on there? Or?
Well, taxes. Like, we're getting, right now, you know, we're being squeezed by federal government, by the provincial government, and we can only place we're going to save on taxes if it's the municipal government. And we'll have a direct say in that, you know. And I don't think we should be paying as much taxes as what we are. However, you know, you just don't change that overnight. You have to plan it ahead and cut some of the fat out of the administration. I did that the last time I was never increased the taxes for 4 years. And it didn't have to. We had more money than we could spend. But now we have less money than we're in debt. There's been some poor decisions made by the local mayor. Simple as that.
And so if you were elected, what are your main priorities there other than keeping taxes low? Is there anything else in particular you'd like to prioritize?
Better services.
Better services.
More services. We have a station down here for collecting garbage. You know, it could easily be picked up. We have, you know, employees that could be doing that, you know. They're not, and nobody's even thought of it. That's just one thing. There's
anything else in particular you'd like to add there?
There's a few small things. I find it hard to swallow the fact that they buy equipment and never use it. They buy secondhand equipment that is next to junk, and they've done it on several occasions, and you have it 6 months, it breaks down, never fixed, sold off, buy equipment, don't use it, that type of thing.
So this is just like regular road maintenance equipment? What kind of equipment are we talking here?
Well, most of it was for road improvement, yeah.
All right, Terry, I'll give you the final word here. If you let you talk directly to the voters in Thorne there, why should they vote for you over your opponent there?
Well, as simple as this, they know, everybody in this community knows me, and they know that I do a good job administrating. And what I say, I mean. You know, I have no back agenda. It's as simple up in front. It should be better administrated, our municipality, and I intend to make sure it is better administrated.
Awesome. Mr. Murdoch, I want to thank you for your time.